100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And this week's topic is banana split. Sorry if I'm a little out of it. I did my walk and I paid my idiot tax. And it's taken me, 8 months to use up a tank of gas? Maybe 7? I mean, I keep driving in an electric mode, and then it's like, oh yeah, the gas is getting stale, and I need to take it in for a check. Although, as little as I drive it, I don't need to take it in on the regular schedule. But anyway, feeling a little better. Left arm, it's muscular. If I lay back or whatever, yeah, I know I'm fat and my heart gets pressed on, but the rest of it's muscular, and I just need to be more careful with that. And the tooth thing, almost all gone, except always something. And with my walks, getting whatever under control, avoiding sugars, avoiding sodas for a bit. We'll see. And it just takes time. As the bonobo or whatever on BoJack Horseman says, it gets better. Or whatever he said to BoJack as he was trying, or it gets easier, or something like that. Yeah. So, thank you all for tuning in, and let's listen to the stories.
Good morning, it's Richard. Struggled a bit this week, but I finally came up with the story, and it's called Rockies. Years ago, whenever we had something to celebrate at work, whether a birthday, retirement, or any other excuse we could concoct for having a bit of a get-together, there was one go-to place we'd always book for a night out. An American diner. A bit of a novelty before the days of ubiquitous burger chains. And it was awesome. From the plastic tablecloths to the black and white movie photos on the walls, the top-notch burgers and red stripe beer. Then there was their signature dessert, a banana split for two. I always had one to myself, which could explain a lot in later life. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. A banana split, please? The two witches looked at each other, puzzled. We don't have banana splits. What do you have? We have the death cap, the customer laughed. Autumn skull cap, the customer laughed again. And the destroying angel special. Fascinating. Okay, let's have the special then. Are you sure? The customer nodded. I feel adventurous. They prepared the potion and watched him trot off, sipping from his bottle of destroying angels. Did we tell him the mushrooms were poisonous? I don't think we did, and I don't think he read the sign. We can't fight stupid, can we? Nope. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodgolf.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
Take one banana, peel and slice lengthways, between which place 3 scoops of your favorite ice cream. Top with whipped cream, your sauce of choice, and any toppings you fancy. Next, force the whole thing, lengthways, down the throat of your victim. Repeat with as many additional bananas required until the recipient chokes to death. It can get messy, but I think if you're going to dispatch someone, the least you can do is attempt to make it a fairly pleasurable experience. No good for diabetics, though, in which case I suggest you substitute the banana splits for hot dogs.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 964 with the prompt of banana split. Here's my story. When Sabrina's sobs had ended, Bilbert's mother helped her get up. "We need to get you some clothes." She amped up her enthusiasm. "We can go to the mall, and while we're there, we can go to Farrell's and get a banana split." As they got close to town, Bilbert said, "I'm not really into shopping for girls' clothes. Would you let me out here?" Sabrina looked out the window when they pulled over. "This is Mindy's house," Bilbert scowled. "She calls herself Mandy, and her dad has been acting so weird. I need to check to see if she's okay." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, my people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called Midwest Confections. Start with any topic of conversation. At some point, a reference to Chicago will pop up. Take this week's topic, banana split. Though it was created in La Trobe, it took the drugstore giant Walgreens to put it on the national map. I actually had a split at Walgreens' long aluminum dining counter. The glass dessert boat had Walgreens embossed in the bottom. My best memories of the city are wrapped in childhood confections. Cherries were redder, sweeter, and plumper. Butterscotch that could drop a diabetic from 40 yards. A crust of frozen chocolate paper thin. Whipped cream, a foam of sugar. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I collect minor league baseball caps. One of the first I got was the Savannah Bananas. They're more of a Harlem Globetrotters kind of team, touring and playing by their own special rules. They camp it up and make a real show out of the game. They even got one guy on stilts. Every now and then a retired major league player joins them. Roger Clemens pitched for them when they came to Houston. Looks like they're having fun. I hope they're all having fun. I used to eat bananas for the potassium, but too much sugar and carbs.
And there you have it, all of this week's stories on the topic of banana split. Now, if you have a story and I put in the wrong folder or whatever, go ahead, send it in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. I'm sorry about that. I'm still a bit scatterbrained these days, even after a year and a half or more or whatever. I'm trying. I really am. I'm just lazy. But the next topic is classical music. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And I've got a cat wanting me to pet her. So, yes, I'm going to pet the Tinny. Yes, hello, Tinny. Hello, how are you doing? Yes. Okay. And she shakes her head and slobbers. Go figure. Go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Click Weekly Challenge, and you'll see instructions on how to be a part of the Weekly Challenge. Thank you for listening and being a part of this and cheering along, and maybe I'll get this week's stories up this week. And I found the Maxwell Beach, finally. It's small, but it's nice. And there's Destin, which is big beaches, but most of it's parceled off by all the hotels. And don't step on the keyboard, please. Anyway, I need to plug in my TV remote. It's solar powered. You can flip it and all that, but I never remember to charge it. So I will plug it in tonight. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.